school. I guess then I kind of got arrested with the car and a chase and a drug test. But these days,
some of those things are true. Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com. You sum up on episode 147 of the JusticeGeeks.com. Joining me for episode 147 is one Logan Barnes.
Hey, Internet, how you doing?
Pretty good. They're doing well.
I'm glad.
Also joining us is one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
Elizabeth. I like that. I'll go with that.
Just
that's fine.
Embrace it.
I embrace it.
I think it's a good look for you.
I'm going to own it.
You might as well. And one non-Shrek-looking James Stretton.
I don't think that's true at all.
I'm trying to help you out here, man.
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
I'm speechless.
Look, James, we all know they looked. There's nothing they can do about it.
They looked. It's their fault.
And everyone knows what you look like.
And now we...
We know what you are.
James,
put your weird ear antenna down. You're blocking my view.
What's sad is that that guy that they fashioned that after really did look like Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that guy should be the new official mascot of JusticeGeeks.com. Probably not, because that would scare everyone away.
We could just use a picture of James.
It's fine. We're not going to do it, though.
You got it.
What?
I said you got it.
Love you, James.
Chester's here.
Yeah. Chester. What's up, Chester?
Hi. Never get tired of talking about Chester.
Never. That's one spicy little corn dog. I think you're going to hear a lot more from Chester coming up soon.
Great.
Maybe.
That's wonderful.
Just so all of you jugheads know out there in internet land, we've got a lot of great stuff going on behind the scenes here at JusticeGeeks.com.
Behind the scenes.
It makes me giggle.
It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna slowly pull back the curtain over the next couple months and. It's going to be well worth the wait. So let me just say this. 2014, I thought, was going to be the year of video for JusticeGeeks.com. It kind of was. There was a lot of things that we did. It was really cool that you didn't get to find out about. It's like the 10-year payoff, James, that you'll find out about at some point soon. But 2015 is going to be the year of the story, so definitely make sure you look for that in the coming weeks and months over at JusticeGeeks.com. I guess I can go on and post this, say this here, so it can post out to the internet. This coming up week, we have the opportunity to interview Rabia Chowdhury, a very close player in the story of Adnan Syed, who was the focal point of Serial. So. Be looking for that over at JusticeGeeks.com sometime very, very soon. All right.
Good stuff.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. So, everything's cool when you're part of a team. It's cool that you guys are part of the team. So this week, to get things going, our Tweak the Geeks question of the week is all about the Oscars. The Oscar nominations were released, and it's always a good follow-up after the Golden Globes. Now, guys, what we're going to do is we're gonna talk about the Tweet the Geeks answers, all the folks that answered on Facebook and Twitter, which you can do every single week at Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks or Twitter at JusticeGeeks. And then when we jump over into our feature topic this week, we'll give our own answers. So let's just go on and get it off with Facebook. Our friend Megan Works said, well, first, I guess I should tell you what it is. Our Tweet the Geeks question of the week is this. Are you happy with the Oscar nominations? What are some of the biggest snubs and surprises? Maybe this is a little hint at some of my answers. So our friend Megan Mort said, I think I really need to watch more movies. I haven't seen anything. And our friend Amy Spaulding responded to her and said, no Lego movie. And Megan said, I thought the Lego movie was awesome. Our good friend Big Dan Marsh said, I can't believe the Lego movie wasn't nominated for Best Animated Feature. This is kind of sounding like a trend. Our good friend Eric Plunk said, Lego movie was robbed for Best Animated. Interstellar was robbed for Best Picture. Hashtag all right, hashtag everything is awesome. Mm. Hashtag they were nominated for everything we said they wouldn't be. Pretty much.
We're good at this whole movie prediction thing.
Maybe we're not. Let's see here. Dan also said David Oliuelo. How do you say the Selma guy's name?
I don't know.
I think that's what it was. David Oliuelo.
I've never heard anybody say his name, and he didn't get nominated, so I didn't hear them say his name.
David O.
We'll call him Davo.
Davo should have been nominated for playing MLK, but no one knew how to spell his name on the ballots.
That's probably true.
That's probably true.
It's probably very true.
You guys can't even say it. So.
Yeah, it's probably super true. Our friend Philip Jackson, contributor at JusticeGeeks.com, said, never really pay a lot of attention to the Oscar noms.
Oh, I see that name on my paper here now.
Phil Jackson?
David Oyelowo.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No, not like the Lakers guy, Phil Jackson. That's anyway. Our friend at Miss Critic said, no, the Lego movie should have been nominated. Hashtag Oscars 2015. Our good friend RJ Sills said, Winter Soldier and Guardians are up for nominations. So I'm pretty dang excited.
What are they up for?
They're up for a visual, I think. It's on the list, and we'll get there in a minute, okay, right? Gotcha. Is that right, or is he wrong?
Guardians is up for best makeup and hairstyling.
Well, Chris Pratt had awesome hair. I mean, really great hair. So.
And they did all those alien makeups for Drax and Gamora.
Yeah, that's true. They're our friend Jamie Hanna said, I was pleasantly surprised that the Grand Budapest Hotel was nominated for so many. I've been a Wes Anderson fan for a long time. And I'll give a shout out here to our friends at the I Heard That Was Good podcast, Tim Murphy and Carson Case. Those guys love some Wes Anderson. And they had said previously on an episode of I Heard That Was Good that, you know, they kind of had predicted that the Grand Budapest Hotel was a long shot for an Oscar nomination, much less nine. And it leads the way with
Birdman.
Yeah, nine times. So as always, we want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. 2015, we got a new keyboard.
We got a new keyboard. It's not a typewriter anymore.
It's not. We upgraded. It's fine.
Ching!
Chester is taking us into the future.
Is it his computer, or are we just borrowing
it? It's teeny tiny. That's what it sounds like. Every week you can answer the Tweet the Geeks question of the week over at JusticeGeeks.com or Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks if you haven't liked us there, and Twitter at JusticeGeeks. So definitely go and do those things. Go and do those things. Faux show.
Do it.
Do it to it like Charles Pruitt.
It kind of sounds, gentlemen, like... people are a little upset about the Lego movie. I mean,
rightfully so.
I agree.
Rightfully so. I kind of agree as well. So our feature topic this week is award shows. Let's go around and let's answer this question. Then we're going to talk about Golden Globe Award winners because that's a nice, that kind of gives you an inside look on who might win the Oscar. And then we'll talk about Oscar nominations. Logan. Any surprises? Are you satisfied?
I was surprised that The Judge didn't get nominated for more. I thought it would be, but it had critical non-acclaim, apparently. They hated it.
The critics hated it, so naturally it wasn't going to get a nod.
I want to say it's because RDJ's done too much Marvel, and like they just don't respect him as an actor
anymore.
He's just
Tony Stark now.
Yeah, I just don't think they see that anymore. Yeah.
He's a very good actor, though.
Yeah, he really is.
Matt, what about you?
I'm going to go with everybody on the Lego movie thing. That was surprising. That was one of the best films, period.
Yeah.
In my opinion. In the year. Especially animated film, and also Interstellar with the sound mixing nomination.
Yeah.
I disagree with that completely.
I think that's a joke of some kind.
It's got to be.
It's a bad joke.
It has to be a joke.
It's a goof. Someone's pulling a goof.
If you turn that music up to like 1,200% and we tried to talk over it, that's what Interstellar sounds like.
So Interstellar gets a sound mixing. It gets a sound mixing nomination.
Guys, that means we can win Oscars.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It means we're going
to
win an Oscar.
The sound.
I don't get it.
James, what about you?
I have to agree with Matt. I mean, we were talking on our Interstellar show. We said that it would get nominated for, you know, Oscars, but not sound those. Mixing and editing, and there it is.
Yeah.
It did get also. I think it's for like cinematography or something like that. Or
it was visually nice.
Visual, yeah. It's nominated for visual effects, which I mean,
I think we might have said it could.
That's what we said it could get cinematography and visual effects because it looked great.
Yes,
it did not sound great.
No. The sound was
another
not there.
One that I disagree with is Wild. Reese Witherspoon being nominated for Best Actress, she was not that good. I mean, I saw it, and Laura Dern being nominated for Supporting, I 100% agree with. She was awesome. Reese Witherspoon just not a very good
actor. This was kind of like Greasy Reese's comeback.
She's trying to make a comeback with this year with The Good Lie and Wild. They were both those nice
Is she trying
movies.
To make a Withersance?
Yeah, she's trying. It ain't working.
No.
Because
she's legally bad.
I went and sat down and watched that movie and there was just nothing that stood out in my mind about that being an award-winning performance. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then here she is being nominated, and I know she's not going to get it. Well, she better not get it.
We didn't really think, and a lot of people didn't really think, that Amy Adams would get nominated for anything, much less win a Golden Globe for Big Eyes, and she did. So, you know, I mean, sometimes I really wonder what these Hollywood types are looking at. And the Academy, they're not dumb folks. I mean, these are the people that, you know, I know what's going on.
I'm really pulling for Felicity Jones.
They're the ones that make
best
the movies.
Actress in Theory of Everything, because that movie just 100% rocked. I loved it.
Yeah,
Amy Adams is good though.
Yeah, I like her. So for me personally, I'm overall okay with this because good for Michael Keaton, number one.
Oh, yeah,
good
for
that movie.
Oh yeah,
that I've not seen that movie. I cannot wait to see that movie. Looks amazing. And super glad for Grand Budapest Hotel and Wes Anderson. Ralph Fiennes is just amazing in that film. Bill Murray's in it for about 2 minutes and it's hilarious. So, and probably the most pleasant surprise in that entire film is Willem Dafoe. I don't even think I knew he was going to be in that movie.
Oh, you knew, you had to know he was in it. He's in every Wes Anderson
movie. But they do such a good job of hiding the fact that he's even in the film. But anyway, it's super good and I was really glad. And Logan doesn't appreciate art, so
no, he doesn't.
I just don't like Wes Anderson films.
That's your opinion.
It's something about the tone of it that just strikes me.
It's your
weird.
Fault. Yeah. You're not perfect.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I'm not into those critically acclaimed movies. It's not Die Hard, guys. It's terrible.
You kind of have to be in the right mindset.
Is it Owen Wilson?
You know what I mean?
Does Owen Wilson's nose bother you that much that you can't watch and enjoy Wes Anderson?
I'm fine with Owen Wilson, but I thought he was better in Wedding Crashers.
I prefer Luke to Owen.
I'm kind of on the same boat with him. Yeah.
Owen Wilson, you guys don't like.
Except
Owen
apparently
Wilson?
He was really, really good in the Night at the Museum, the last one.
I love them both.
Yeah, that apparently ended up being a kind of pretty good movie because it's Robin Williams' last major film.
It was the way that they ended the movie because I mean they knew when they were filming it was the last one in the series.
Yeah,
and so you had Ben Stiller saying his goodbyes to everybody. And that goodbye with Robin Williams was just meant so much more because he's not alive anymore. And watch the movie just for the ending. Cause I mean, if you are a Robin Williams fan, you've got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good.
And you get real emotion out of all the characters because it's the last one. And these people have worked together for so long and
yeah.
And that's a big cast.
Yeah. That's a very big cast. Yeah. Yeah. But I am very surprised about Legos. That was one of those that I totally regretted not seeing in the theater. And it's one of those films that if it's on at any time, like a lot of times when we'll go play board games with Marty at his house, it'll be on. Like he'll turn it on for Lucy and the kids so that they don't pester us while we play board games. And I'll be sitting there playing a game and just find myself watching the Lego movie.
I would have definitely booted How to Train Your Dragon 2 in favor of Lego movie.
It's not even in the same field of goodness. Yeah. I mean,
even Big Hero 6, which was all right, but I mean,
Big Hero 6 was a great film.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie.
I just want to know who actually watched Song of the Sea and The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
That's got to be an anime. That's got to be an anime.
Whatever. They're anime, yeah. And nobody watches it.
They have to be.
I don't know. Hayao Miyazaki.
That mean they're
people
not
go crazy for that guy.
Yeah.
I don't understand
Miyazaki,
either.
Yeah.
He's nothing to write home about.
His work is a genius product. You just don't understand.
Well, I mean,
and you don't understand Wes Anderson. So
I don't like Hayao Miyazaki.
I know you
either.
Don't, Logan.
I'm okay with Miyazaki, but I honestly figure Big Hero 6 is probably going to win that.
I hope it does. I don't want How to Train Your Dragon 2 to
win. I really want Box Trolls to win. I know it's not their best movie, but they need to win.
They need to win.
Is DreamWorks?
No. DreamWorks has had win. It's Laika, and they need a win. Yeah. They've never had a win, and they've made some high quality movies.
Well, let's
it's a good thing they're not up against the Lego movie.
Yeah, that's true. Let's look at who won the Golden Globes, okay? Let's kind of forecast who won and who could potentially win. Lead actor in a motion picture, Eddie Redmayne won for Theory of Everything. Steve Carell's never going to win an Oscar. I don't care how good he is. He's just not. It's not the type of actor he is. But it's kind of like Jim Carrey for me. I love serious Jim Carrey.
Oh yeah, serious Jim Carrey is awesome.
To me, he's way better than funny Jim Carrey. But nobody's ever going to recognize that.
All they think of when they see him, they see Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
With that for the rest of his life.
When you look at Steve Carell, you either look and see Michael Scott I Love Lamp. And that's it.
Or 40-year-old virgin. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You see him in not serious roles all over the place.
But good for Eddie Redmayne. James, you saw Theory of Everything, right?
I did. And I loved it. And I was very happy that he won. And I was happy that he was nominated for an Oscar. He deserves it. Just his performance in general all around was great. Because, you watch him. It's like a 2-hour and 10-minute movie, something like that. And you watch him transform from someone who's able to walk around.
Devolve.
Yeah, he devolves into, just somebody like wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of emotion in his eyes. When he can't talk and he can't move, you see his eyes and he's got the emotion down. You can tell, he's wanting to talk. He's wanting, watch it, people.
Yeah. I am surprised, though, that Gyllenhaal didn't win over that.
Yeah, he was super creepy.
Nightcrawler was the one for him.
Oscar.
I didn't see Nightcrawler, but I did see a clip from it, and I was just, it was one scene where he was just going off on somebody, and I was blown away.
See,
did you notice that he never blinked?
Really? Do you know what
he only blinks four times in the entire movie. Yeah, on That's camera. Crazy. He only blinks four times.
He like held off on showering during that movie to make himself look greasy.
Yeah, he did. And they made it a point to only film him like blinking like a total of four times the entire, and that just gives him that creepy because he's just looking
crazy.
At you.
Always.
He's got that crazy, and I can't do it because I'm blinking.
Has he won an Oscar?
I don't believe so.
Did he not win for Brokeback Mountain?
If he'd have won for anything, it'd have been Bubble Boy.
Yeah, that was a great
Donnie Darko, maybe.
Do y'all remember Bubble Boy?
How far will this get me? Take a step back, sir. That far.
Yeah. anyone from Bubble Boy should have won over lead actress in a motion picture, Julianne Moore. If Julianne Moore is in anything, I usually try to not see it because I hate her face.
Really?
Cannot stand Julianne Moore at all. It's just a personal preference. Rosamund Pike was really, really good from Gone Girl.
Yeah, that would have been my choice.
Probably
it's also
me
the
too.
Only movie
is that
those,
the only one you've
that's
seen?
That's the only one I've seen. But she was good. She was really good.
I am surprised that Grand Budapest Hotel won over Birdman for Best Motion Picture. I really feel like Into the Woods being nominated for Golden Globes really being pushed on us.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Was it that good?
No.
Did anybody see it?
I've seen Into the Woods. It was good. It was not award winning good.
No. And the people, they made this based off a very successful Stephen Sondheim Broadway
play.
I
want to say that's a bot nomination.
Yeah, that's terrible. So I'm glad.
If anything, I loved St. Vincent. I think that's
St. Vincent was great. Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to probably the strongest category in the whole of the Golden Globes, lead actor in a motion picture for comedy or musical. Michael Keaton clawed his way out to win over Ray Fiennes in Grand Budapest Hotel.
He had a big year
nowhere.
This year.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Grand Budapest Hotel. Ray Fiennes, it's probably one of my favorite roles I've ever seen him in. He is so flipping good in this film. Bill Murray for St. Vincent. Bill freaking Murray.
That he could play that serious of a part.
Yeah.
Did you get to see that one?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, it was a legitimately just good movie.
I mean, I'm not even a big Melissa McCarthy fan.
I'm not either, and that's kind of what...
She took two of the biggest names in comedy and gave them the straight roles. Yeah. They were like, here, play it serious.
She was very good as the single mom.
I liked her as the single mom. I really did. I thought, this is my favorite Melissa McCarthy movie.
Wow.
It might be my favorite Bill Murray movie.
Wow.
I mean, it's...
Very real portrayals.
It's really good. Yeah. And that ending...
Yeah, that was...
See that.
And not just that, but Joaquin Phoenix in Inherent Vice. I mean...
I didn't see that, but I love
It's out now. Paul Thomas Anderson, everything.
That's the problem with Paul Thomas Anderson movies. We never get them. And somebody came up to me and said, oh, it's going wide on this week. And I was like, you're going to have to go to Memphis to see it.
It's going wide for 300 screens.
The director, we've never gotten one of his movies in this
town. That's frustrating. Yeah. That's really frustrating.
Christoph Waltz.
It's the studio. They won't release it wide.
Yeah.
There's just not an audience for it nationwide.
No. Internationally there is, but not in the States. It's huge overseas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch it.
Christoph Waltz for Big Eyes. Anything he does,
he was
incredible.
Good.
He's going to be incredible.
I watched this with... me and Big Dan went to Tupelo and
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it. I think we both agreed we gave it a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
And but it didn't feel like a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
Mostly, I guess, because Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter wasn't in it.
Divorced.
But
and there were 90-degree angles in it.
Divorced. Yeah.
But also, it didn't feel like it was a Tim Burton movie. It didn't have the look of a Tim Burton movie. Yeah.
He either does super bright, or super dark. This was a super bright.
Yeah,
right?
It was super bright, but also it was just I don't know.
Shot more like an actual movie.
An actual movie. I was expecting Tim Burton, and what I got was
like Big Fish.
It almost felt like a generic movie.
Yeah, Big Fish.
I love Big Fish.
That's probably my favorite
Tim
Burton
movie. This one is supposed to be like 10 times brighter than Big Fish.
Ooh. Okay.
No, yeah.
It's nowhere near as good as Big Fish.
Yeah. Mm. That kind of sucks.
But I mean, it's a good watch. I highly recommend that you watch it.
You know what I think we should do?
I don't think it's award worthy, in my opinion.
With as much movie watching that goes on around our circle of JustusGeeks.com, there are two things we need to do. Number one, we need to resurrect an old weekly article on the website, Movies You Have Not Seen But Should, where an author will write about a film that you've not seen, why you should watch it. Ran consecutively for a long time, and so we should resurrect that. But I was thinking this week, like, we really should set up like a place for people to come and talk about the movies they've seen and give their rankings and have a discussion. I think Big Dan would be super good at that because between him and like some other folks that we know, that would be a super good
thing. Well, Dan makes it a point to go see all those movies. Yeah. Like, that is his thing.
Well, yeah, because we're not going to get them in our area, you know, it's our area, but you should have some kind of idea of what you're watching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot more out there than Marvel and Michael Bay. And
wait, there are more movies than the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes, there are. And there are much better movies.
Seems to be taking up this entire year.
Yeah. Let's skip over to TV real quick. Ruth Wilson won for The Affair for lead actress in a TV drama. I don't know how anyone could have beaten Robin Wright for House of Cards.
In season two, she wasn't like terribly active. I mean, she had parts, but
the parts she had were good parts. And that show is getting better and
I've not seen The Affair, but I do like Ruth Wilson.
She is good.
She was in Luther, and that's one of my favorite BBC shows because Idris Elba just... awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I highly recommend Luther if you've not watched it.
I'm really glad Viola Davis did not win.
Well, I'm really glad that Claire Danes and her crybaby self and the botchery they've made of Homeland didn't win.
Yeah, I've heard that show's gone downhill.
Yeah. Why they're still getting nominated, I don't know. Let's see. A lead actor in a TV drama. Kevin Spacey won him an effing Golden Globe.
I can't believe I won an effing Golden Globe.
Have any of you seen The Nick that Clive Owen starred?
No. I've seen the first episode. I've got it queued up. I've got to watch the whole thing.
Oh, gosh. It's so rough to watch.
Is it rough?
Ooh, it's great, but it's about a surgery ward in the 1900s before there was anesthesia or anything. It's rough.
But it's not about the New York Knicks.
It's about one particular New York Knick from the 1900s.
Patrick Ewing.
John Stark. It's a Game of Thrones. No. So Kevin Spacey beat out Clive Owen. Liv Schreiber, Ray Donovan's not that strong. It's definitely the weakest in all of these shows.
What?
Everybody loves James Spader in The Blacklist, though. Right.
Apparently The Blacklist is awesome.
It's a good show.
It's good. I watched the first season. I've not watched season two yet.
We've been watching back through The Office, and we've gotten to the Robert California section.
Yeah. Is he not? It's
man,
good.
It is way better this time around than when I watched it
the
live.
The second time you watch it, and he grows on you.
He's so freaking funny.
It doesn't grow on you. He's so creepy. Instantly.
A guy and I at work today had a conversation about James Spader, how good of an actor he is and how little credit he gets for it.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll win for The Blacklist at some point.
I feel like James Spader is one of those guys, though, that if you sat down and had coffee with him, he'd be really creepy just in general.
Yeah. I think that's just cool. His hair. I'd have a beer with him.
Me too. Best drama went to The Affair over Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, The Good Wife, and House of Cards. Game of Thrones was really good last season. Oh, kind of surprised that wasn't in there.
I'm still on season two, guys.
I think Game of Thrones might be too big to win.
I think it is. That's why Walking Dead didn't even get nominated.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Of course it didn't. It's like just violence and blood.
It's the most watched television show of all time.
They don't like popularity.
It's not really dramatic.
It's not a popularity contest, Josh.
It's not.
Yes, it is. This is a popularity contest.
It's anti-popularity contest.
Yeah, the Globes are not. So let's see. Actress in a miniseries. Sears went to Maggie Gyllenhaal over Jessica Lange in American Horror Story, which is interesting. Although Alison Tomlin was really good in Fargo, foreign film, nobody cares. Lead actor, TV comedy, Jeffrey Tambor won for Transparent. I'll say this, and this is just my opinion. If I were Louis C.K., I would just stop. He is one of the most incredibly intelligent individuals to ever put himself on television or on the screen, and he continually gets blackballed for anything that he does. He is one of the funniest individuals of all time. And Louis is one of the smartest shows of all
time. What about William H. Macy? Have you not watched Shameless?
I have.
Shameless is hilarious.
Yeah, and so is Derek, Ricky Gervais. None of you've seen
actually,
Derek.
House of Lies is really
I've
good
tried,
too.
I've tried to watch Derek. I couldn't make it through one episode.
Hamster
to be
on a piano. It's really good, and it's probably Ricky Gervais at his best.
We were watching Marin. We were watching Marin the other night, I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is just like Louis, but not as funny.
But with Marc Maron,
but
who's not as funny.
It's not as funny as
the only one I've seen is Louis. So
and
I'd actually go with any of the other people over Jeffrey Tambor.
Me too. Yeah.
I mean, because Don Cheadle is really good in House of Lies. Yeah. That show is really good.
Yeah. Anybody else should have won that. Supporting actress in a motion picture, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. I really kind of thought Emma Stone was going to win. I'm surprised they didn't just
give it. Boyhood.
I've got it. I'll bring it to you.
I haven't seen it.
I'll bring it to you. Let's get to this, and then let's move on to the Oscars in just a second. You know, animated feature of the Golden Globes, the winner, How to Train Your Dragon 2, over Big Hero 6, The Book of Life, Box Trolls, and The Lego Movie. The last three movies that I mentioned were probably the best three animated movies of the year.
The Book of Life was really good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Book of Life.
Yeah, I didn't get to go see that one.
It was like one of the most beautifully animated movies that I've saw this year.
The way it was advertised, though, made it seem to me like one of those rip-off, like...
They did not advertise the movie released. Like it needed to be done. But
I thought Book of Life was like a Brad Pitt movie from a few years ago.
No.
Which one was that?
The
Tree.
Tree of Life?
The Tree of Life. Okay.
That's a Terrence Malick movie, and that man can cut a trailer, but he cannot direct a movie.
He cannot cut a film.
I hate every one of his movies.
Because that trailer looked awesome.
I thought it was a Denzel Washington movie a few years ago.
That's The Book of Eli.
Yeah. He was blind. Spoiler alert. Changes the whole way you see it the next time around.
The Book of Life had some of the best music in it for a movie, like especially for like a kid's feature. And, I mean, it didn't have everything as awesome, granted.
Okay, I'm wrong. We're not moving on to the Oscars yet. The Oxford.
If you haven't watched Book of Life, it comes out on, like, VOD in a week.
Yeah.
Watch it. Yeah. It's worth, like, $5 for a runner-up.
Transparent won over Girls, which I'm fine, but it also won over Orange is the New Black in Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is the smartest, funniest television show on television the last 20 years.
Is it actually on television?
It's Silicon. On HBO.
Oh, it's an HBO show.
Silicon.
Okay. Silicon Valley, yeah.
Silicon.
Yeah. Silicon.
Yeah.
Silicon.
Yeah, you looked.
Meet silicone.
And we know. Let's see. I don't think Billy Bob won for Fargo. Did anybody else watch Fargo?
Nope,
I didn't. But I love Billy Bob.
Oh my god,
you I got like the to, movie.
Then you'll love the TV series. You've got to go watch Fargo.
Is it a TV series? Is it a continuation or is it just new people? What
it's,
is it?
It's a. It's about the area around Fargo. And it ties some things together.
Okay, it does tie in with the movie some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's I one think, episode there's one episode where you're like, it all is connected. Boom. Every single person in this cast was incredibly good. Billy Bob was awesome. I hate that he split this vote with Martin Freeman, who was equally as awesome.
Wait, Martin Freeman was in it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He was basically William H. Macy. I mean, he wasn't the same guy, but the same type of guy. And I don't understand why McConaughey and Harrelson got boned out of this again for True Detective. They should have won.
Woody was so much better in True Detective. Not better, but he was... He was way more interesting in True Detective. He
so
was a
good.
More interesting character than McConaughey.
And they got, and I mean, Fargo won Best Miniseries, but it's tough. It's tough with
True Detective. Man.
Yeah. J.K. Simmons won for Whiplash, too, by the way. And
I really
want to
see
go check that out.
Matt, you're going to enjoy Whiplash. It's about drummers.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Oscars, really quick. Legos. You know, I'm still not understanding what happened there.
I'm thinking, I read an article today, the reason that movie didn't get nominated for Best Animated is because there's 0.5% of that movie is in its live action.
Yeah.
So that may have disqualified it is what
that's
some people
stupid.
Have said. And it's
and it was live action Will Ferrell.
Yeah. It can't be.
Yeah.
Because Wall-E won. And it had live action segments.
It did.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Oh yeah, from the
president stuff. Yeah, all yeah. That was yeah. all live.
Fred
action.
Fred Willard, baby, yeah. He was hilarious. Yeah, in that. Yeah. So that's bogus.
We shot that article down real quick.
Okay, so let's go on and cast our opinions, and we'll see who was right and who was wrong. For Best Picture, American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. James, who's winning the Oscar?
What I want to win is Theory of Everything. What will probably win is Grand Budapest Hotel.
So you're going to go with Theory of Everything?
Yeah, but my personal choice is Theory of Everything.
Okay, but you really think that
Budapest is going to win.
Okay. Matt, what about you?
Best Picture? I think Selma's going to take it, actually.
No, you're wrong.
They've got a lot of nominations, I think.
Nope.
No, Selma's they don't. Gonna... You can't read. Logan, what about you?
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. I haven't seen in like any of these, so I can't. I don't like to give an opinion without having... Well, I've seen The Imitation Game.
Just say Wes Anderson.
It's probably going to be Wes Anderson, as much as I hate to say it.
All right, so we're going to say that Grand Budapest wins. I'm thinking it probably won't. I think Birdman will actually probably win.
Who you think is going to pull
through? I think so, because of Michael Keaton.
That's what I would want to win, but I'm thinking Selma's going to win.
See, I think we're about to see Michael Keaton come back in a huge way.
He had like 3 movies this year.
I know, and he's about to be in Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it's not Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Bring him back as Batman.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
I haven't heard anything about Gina Davis on Beetlejuice 2.
Everybody's coming back.
They've not said anything about... they've only confirmed Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder.
Burton said Keaton was coming back. He just said that. He also went on to say he hasn't talked directly to him to get a firm yes because he's out promoting Birdman. but the conversations that he's had with him.
Keaton's openly said that.
Yeah,
yes,
he's doing
like, I haven't heard like anything about Alec Baldwin. I haven't heard anything about
well,
Gina
if
Davis.
Alec Baldwin's not in jail, I'm sure he'll do it. You know, I mean, I would think. So we want to say, I'm going to say Birdman, but more than likely it's going to be Grand Budapest Hotel. Best director will probably not be Wes Anderson.
No, no. I'm going to think it's, oh, what's his name that did Birdman?
Oh,
Alexandra.
Yeah, Alexandro
I think that's Inarritu or something.
Yeah, see, something I'm like think that. I think Grand Budapest may win. See, this is where I think that they're going to flop. They're going to flip flop. Yeah, somebody's going to win Best Director, but they won't win Best Picture.
Like, because I mean, hadn't Linklater hadn't he won an Oscar?
He has. So has Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
I don't know. The guy, Tilden's not going to win for Imitation Game, more than likely.
I enjoyed Imitation Game. I don't think it's going to win for Best Director.
Yeah,
I think that what's-his-name is going to win for Birdman.
Yeah, that guy. So let's say the Birdman, he wins. Best Actor. I tell you what, this breaks my heart for Steve Carell because I know how good of an actor he is, and he's just not going to win.
Now, has Bradley Cooper won any of the other two or three nominations?
No, but I tell you what he didn't win, me wanting to go see it after I saw him in the trailer for this. His accent is horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, like...
What kind of accent does he
it's
have?
Like
he's got a southern one. He sounds like us, but
it's
worse.
So it's been 3 years in a row he's been nominated, and he's never won, I don't believe, so...
DiCaprio.
Yeah, but he's not nominated every year.
That's
what
true.
Did DiCaprio do this year?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He took the year off.
Yeah,
which good for him.
And he grew a beard and he went and laid around on.
He looks like Jack Nicholson now.
I know.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Rihanna.
Best. Yeah, he is. I think Keaton's going to win.
You think Keaton? I want Eddie Redmayne to win.
I want him to win, but he's not.
Loved his performance. I'm going with my heart on this one, and I'm going to say Redmayne.
Okay. Okay.
I would love for Steve Carell to win.
You want to say Carell? Somebody's got to say Carell. He's not going to.
He's not going to, but that would be great.
Okay.
I think he would.
Logan?
But Michael Keaton will probably take it.
I say Bradley Cooper, sorry, as American Sniper, just to say it and to make that joke.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Birdman. I think he's probably.
Bradley Cooper's good.
So we're split on this.
He looks weird as not a raccoon.
Yeah.
None of us agreed.
No. Best Actress. Anybody but Julianne Moore.
Anybody but Greasy Reese.
Yeah. So probably...
I want Felicity Jones to win.
I was about to say, she might win this one.
She did so good in that movie, too. So I pick Felicity Jones.
Okay. That's who James picks. Logan?
I'm going to say Julianne Moore just to agitate Josh.
You're an idiot. What do you provide to this conversation?
She won the Golden Globe.
I'm hate drafting.
She did, yeah. I mean,
she's
no,
actually the front runner for
she
it.
She is the front runner, and Logan will probably be right.
I'm hate drafting right now.
Matt?
I really enjoyed Rosamund Pike and
Gone Girl.
It's the only one you've seen.
It's also the only one I've seen.
I think it's probably going to be Reese Witherspoon.
I hope it's not.
I hope it's not, but I think it's probably going to be.
Does she have an Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah.
For what?
Walk the line.
I think
that was a great movie.
Hollywood loves her. Here you go. Here's you some judge
yeah,
love.
Judge, right here.
You see, you didn't read this list like you said.
No, got one thing. I did say it was. I just
okay.
It
so
been nominated for more.
So Robert Duvall, is he going to win for Best Supporting for The Judge?
I hope he does. I'm going to pick it, but probably not.
I'm going to go ahead and pick the front runner, J.K. Simmons, on Whiplash.
I'm going with you. JS and JS, although Mark Ruffalo, it's his time, I think. Anyway,
that's going to be my answer. Rock Muffalo.
Rock Muffalo.
Rock Knox.
I started to say it wrong and I just went with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mark Ruffalo.
It's like one time we were something on the show. I can't remember what it was, but we were. I think it's when we were doing one of those touchdown Celtics skits that we had done. And Brandon ended up saying instead of Dick Butkus, he said Butt Dickus. anyway.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, supporting actress. I'm going to go with Keira Knightley.
That's the thing. These movies are so hard to see. In our location.
In our area, yeah.
James, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Laura Dern because she was the good part about Wild.
Okay, Logan, you don't know.
I'm going to say Patricia Arquette because she won the other one.
You make me so mad. And Matt, what about you?
I'm going to go with Emma Stone because she did that. I saw a thing she did on Jimmy Fallon. It was
the lip sync. She owns Fallon.
What song did she do? The Hook by
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
She owns Fallon.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's great.
That was great.
Did she get a high five from him?
Yeah. Love Emma Stone.
She did.
Yeah,
high five. She's good.
Okay. Here's where we're going next. Best original song.
Oh, we're skipping.
Yeah, we're skipping all this other crap because nobody cares.
We're not doing best foreign language film.
No, we're not. Everything is awesome.
Tangerines was great.
I'm going with Everything is Awesome.
Absolutely.
For best original song.
Because I've heard that song 100,000 times.
Yeah. James, what about you?
Yeah, Everything is Awesome.
Logan, what are you picking?
Well, what's the one you hate the most?
Your face.
Just to be contradictory.
Yeah, I pick whatever you hate the most.
Okay, you picked Everything is Awesome.
That's not awesome.
It's fine. Best animated, Big Hero 6, Box Trolls. James, you're going Box Trolls.
I
want
to go with Box Trolls. They really need to win.
They do need to win.
They need some popularity to keep them going because, I mean, it's a dying art. Stop motion.
Logan's going to go with How to Train Your Dragon.
No, I'm going with Big Hero 6. I really enjoyed that movie.
Okay, me and you both.
Yeah, I'm going to say Big Hero 6. It's the only one I saw.
Okay.
Wait, which one do you guys hate the most?
That's
Logan,
not,
shut up.
You're not really contributing much this week, bud. So wait,
we don't want to do screenplays?
Nah.
We don't want to do documentaries?
No.
Documentaries.
We don't want to do
documentaries.
We don't want to do those at all. Those are the ones that are important. All right, so let's see.
Let's do visual effects. We are geeks.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Who are you going with?
Where's that at?
Last page.
It's got Captain America, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Guardians of the Galaxy, Interstellar, and X-Men.
Ah, those are all great movies.
I'm going to go with Dawn because the visual effects on that were just, I mean, you couldn't even tell a lot of the times what was a visual effect and what was.
This is the only category where I've seen all
of the
movies.
You've seen all of them?
Yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was great.
Yes, it was.
Great
it
was. Movie. That's going to be my pick.
But is it better than Interstellar visually?
Yes. In my opinion.
Okay, so James and Matt.
Yeah, we're going with Don.
Yep. Okay, what about you, Logan?
I'm going to say Interstellar because I know the story behind the black hole animation where they used actual physics, like algorithms run through a visualizing program.
Yeah, but voters don't know that.
Oh, my God. It's like, I forget how much data terabytes of data.
Trillions.
Yeah.
My heart wants to go with Captain America because visually it was pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't better, however, than Dawn of the Planet of the Apes or Interstellar. X-Men, I'm not really sure why they're in here.
Because there's another superhero movie.
It was a CG-heavy movie, that's why.
It was a good movie.
And Guardians...
I enjoyed it.
Go home, Matt.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go with Interstellar as well. So,
we're split down the middle.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Monkees.
See, I want to go with the Monkees because I really love that movie, but we'll see.
Hang with the Monkees.
People say we monkey around.
We're monkeying around. All right. We want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com with our new super quiet typing. Tell us who you think is going to win. Yeah,
turn that typing up.
Yeah, no. Turn it up to 11. We want to see who's right, who's wrong, and we'll hear from you. First, we're going to pause, take a very small break, where we remind you about our friends at lynda.com, LYNDA. .com. Get a free trial at lynda.com/justicegeeks. Good stuff. Go do it. Help a geek out, man. That'd be super cool. Pause. Be right back. Kickstart your new year and challenge yourself to learn something new with a free 10-day trial to lynda.com. That's lynda.com. lynda.com is used by millions of people around the world. It has over 3,000 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design, and business, as well as software training like Excel, WordPress, and Photoshop. Sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting lynda.com/justusgeeks, and you'll get unlimited access to every course on lynda.com, access to view tutorials on tablets, iPhone, and Android mobile devices, and access your new courses added every week. So do something good for yourself in 2015 and sign up for your free 10-day trial today by visiting lynda.com/justusgeeks. I am so high, I can hear heaven.
I can hear heaven.
And if you thought Kiss from a Rose wasn't bad enough.
Heaven, don't hear me.
All right.
And they say that a hero can save us.
Any chance I can use to play this song, I'm gonna, I think. So we're hoping.
That's not the first time Nickelback has been on the show.
No, I think I've probably, hopefully, only used this other song. And it's technically not Nickelback.
It's just bro from Nickelback.
Yeah,
and bro from Saliva.
It's Broback. They're Broback.
Broback Mountain.
I thought this was. I thought this was all.
Look what love gave us.
Look what Mew.
Look what Mew. Look what Gov gave us.
Look what Gov gave us.
Thanks, Gov. Thanks for giving this to us.
We're going to come to you, Gov.
They say that a hero could save Gov.
So, Spider-Man.
if you didn't catch it already, that's what we're
going to talk about.
Great segue.
Let me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
We could just drop the mic and go.
Even Chester came in for this one.
Matt, get back here.
Matt's gone.
I think Matt left.
He dropped his drumsticks.
Yeah. He went, yeah, and left. Okay, so.
James actually dropped his drumsticks.
Now that the world is ending, it's love that
I'm just going to stop this right now. So Spider-Man, really, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, guys.
Hashtag love of a hero.
That's, Tobey Maguire.
Maybe that's what this week's episode will be called.
I do love that movie.
Was that one?
Oh yeah,
I used to have this on my PSP, this song, and I
had the soundtrack. I was working at the Twin Cinema in town when this came out, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy that soundtrack.
I got that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Who else sung that soundtrack besides Nickelback and Saliva?
Aerosmith doing the Spider-Man theme song.
Yeah.
Ew. That's kind of wicked. Ew. It's not good, but it's better than Chad Kroeger.
Great. I can't wait to hear it.
He's married to Avril Lavigne. What a sellout they both are.
They're both Canadian. So yeah.
She did the world a favor by taking him off the market.
He should have just stayed in jail.
And maybe she won't reproduce with him.
God, I hope not. What annoying children they would be.
The worst band ever.
She was with Derek Wibley from Sum 41.
Yeah. And you left see what him
for the
him.
Singer of Nickelback.
You saw what happened to him, right?
Yeah, he's in bad shape.
I think probably the most notable thing from the original Sam Raimi-directed Spider-Man was Bonesaw. Bonesaw is ready. Snap it to a tree limb.
I got you for 3 minutes.
You're going nowhere.
You're going nowhere.
And I honestly think that's what Spider-Man's going to do. I honestly think Spider-Man is going nowhere. Rumor came out this week from LatinoReview.com that the deal is already done. Spidey is already gone. And he will appear in the Civil War Part 1.
And it's not going to be Andrew Garfield.
Infinity Wars.
No, he's going to be Infinity War Part 1. He's not going to be in the Civil War movie.
Which is ridiculous because you can't have Civil War without Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're keeping close to the script.
Now, let me just say this.
It's impossible. They're going to stay close to the script. You've got to
have
Spider-Man.
So I read that Andrew Garfield's not going to be Spider-Man
he's
anymore.
He's done, yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah.
He was great.
But see, they're still
going
to do... This is why I hesitate to say I believe this, because Sinister Six has already been being filmed.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Like, the end of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the setup for Sinister Six.
Right, it was the setup, but they don't even have a script yet.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they'd already started on this bad boy.
No. They don't even have a script yet.
So they could scrap all those pre-production things with no loss.
Minimal loss. Yeah. They've got writers working, but I mean, they're staff writers, so it's not like they're out any extra money.
They write everything.
That's just what they do during their 8 hours.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 3.
I mean, that's why I thought it was ridiculous earlier whenever the Sony hacks happened and the leak showed that Disney tried to work out a deal. And it was a sweet deal Disney was
good
offering.
Good deal for Sony. Really good. Yeah.
And I mean, they Sony really is a company that's Spider-Man. Hurting.
What did they offer them?
It was like a 60-40 split on production cost, and they would share distribution, and they would share revenue from it.
Yeah, and that kind
but
of...
But the caveat was they had to hand over Spider-Man.
They get him back?
They could not do Amazing Spider-Man 3. They could not do the Sinister Six movie, and they couldn't do the stupid Aunt May spinoff.
Movie, yeah.
that I mean, I love Sally Field, but why would you need an Aunt May spinoff?
You don't.
Movie?
You just
what
don't.
What would happen
that?
In what? That movie?
Nothing. Yeah. She'd go buy groceries.
I went to get groceries and Vulture
eggs.
Attacked me.
Eggs.
She's always sending him out for eggs and milk. Yeah.
Eggs.
But
it's a movie about eggs.
He's just dressed as a postman.
No, 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 not deliver your mail. Deliver us from evil. The line that the old Aunt May says in the first trilogy.
Is she going Super Saiyan at this point?
No, Willem Dafoe breaks through her house
she's
glider.
Saying the Lord's Prayer.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's
finish it. Deliver us from evil. And then her hair turns golden.
And then she explodes.
She was an awesome Aunt May.
She's a way better Aunt May than Sally Field.
That speech that she gave in Spider-Man 2 like gives me chills when she's talking about how the little boy
how dead Uncle Ben is.
No, he's the little kid from next door was looking for a hero and you know Spider-Man left. Yeah. And that speech gives me chills because I mean she was so good.
And then they play that song.
But no, they don't play that song.
And then the hero receiver.
But the original deal, if Sony would have taken
Eddie
it
better.
Sorry, James, you're saying serious things.
I'm done. No,
what
I'm
were
done.
You saying,
if you're
James?
Done, then I have to play the hero thing.
What were you saying, James? No, continue. No, seriously.
The original deal would have had Andrew Garfield fired from playing Spider-Man. And they would have replaced him with somebody else. And
somebody worse.
Well, I don't know who they would replace him.
Yeah, didn't I read that they were considering Tobey Maguire to come back?
No.
He's way too old now. But
What is he doing?
He's a producer now.
They could.
Really? Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Throwing out that money.
They could swap to Miles Morales Spider-Man.
No, he's not ever going to work on film.
Probably not, but...
Not ever going to work on film.
But
people who go to a theater want to see Peter Parker.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
The thing that Disney said they were going to do is they would do... like, Spider-Man would just be thrown in.
Yeah.
You would not get an origin story again. Because we've had two origin stories in 10 years. It would just be Spider-Man being Spider-Man, has been Spider-Man for years, and we just go on with...
Shows up to help the
Avengers.
They
could just make a CG Spider-Man with a voice.
See, this is what I don't understand. They made such a big deal about superheroes. Now we have superheroes. But then they're going to do that? Like, oh, well, yeah, you know about Spider-Man. So he's not a superhero?
He's been swinging webs all over the place.
I don't know. And let me just say this, and let me...
Well, let me look at you. I mean... We've gone, 4 or 5 years? I mean, so they're just saying he'd been Spider-Man for years.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye. Okay. He'd been Hawkeye for years, you know? Like, okay. They just brought him in.
But he's not superhuman. So.
Okay, so let me say this.
He has good vision.
I said...
He's got contacts, guys.
He's got 20/20.
He's super flexible. And I said this over on Twitter, and let me just clarify, since we're actually talking about this. I said this. While speculation can be fun, we don't report it here. When major things happen in geek news, you'll hear it from us first, hashtag Spider-Man. That's why a lot of people were reporting this is
done. Fact.
It is not fact.
And it is not fact. I mean,
a lot of stuff that you get over from Latino Review is...
Not fact.
A lot of it has been good.
A lot of it has been good, but not enough of it to say it's 100% fact.
That's true. But the way the guy set it up makes me suspicious, where he's like, I know everything about Marvel. Here it is. That's
not
really...
Huffington Post.
And he also goes on to say that Steve Rogers is no longer Captain America because he's dead.
He probably will die.
He probably will. And you know what?
I'm okay with it.
The moviegoer is not going to be because people it's like I said, people
are
going
to die.
Well, yeah, people are going to die. However, the average moviegoer wants to see Steve Rogers as Captain America.
I told you, we talked about this after Guardians of the Galaxy came out and they announced Infinity War Part 1 and 2.
Yeah,
I said he would die at the end of Civil War and come back as a surprise at the end of Part 1 or the beginning of Part 2 of Infinity War.
But, I mean, they are looking to change things up on the Avengers.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
get
team,
the same five members.
No, because we'd already had Spider-Man. We'd have had Hank Pym as Ant-Man.
Well, they need to be here for Infinity War because they have to fight Thanos. You can't just set up these guys fighting Thanos and then cut them out.
Yeah. Right. I think that Bucky is going to take over. Like
probably,
Bucky's going to take over as Captain America, which he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
and we're just supposed to go on and accept it. And they're gonna. I mean, if you can get people to go watch Doctor Strange, or Ant-Man,
yeah,
you're going to get people to watch, you know,
people are going to go watch America Doctor Strange just because it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, I disagree. I think people are going to go watch Doctor Strange because it has that little flickery thing that they roll at the beginning that says Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why people are going to go watch Doctor Strange.
And Benedict Cumberbatch helps.
When do you think this is going to be a done deal? You think this is really going to be a done deal? I don't think Disney likes the idea of sharing anything.
Marvel's not going to let us know until it's on screen.
Yeah,
I think that with so much hype around this certain character, mm-hmm, that they're just going to keep it as close to the chest as possible.
And it really makes you wonder why they didn't push for him sooner.
They
were pushing. Sony were like, no, we're going to do our Ant-Man movie.
Sony has to make a Spider-Man property.
An Ant-Man movie.
Like the whole reason that we got Amazing Spider-Man was because Sony was about to lose the rights because they didn't make a Spider-Man movie in X amount of years.
Right.
So they are doing movies now because they
just
have to
do movies. Yeah.
If they don't do it, they will lose the license, yeah, and they won't even get paid for it. It'll just automatically revert back to Marvel.
They rebooted Spider-Man, and it hadn't even been.
It was
like
from
5 years since
07,
Tobey Maguire.
It was from 07 to like 2012.
Yeah.
So
reboot.
5 years they rebooted it.
I'm really disappointed that Andrew Garfield will not be Spider-Man, yeah, or Peter Parker again.
He's good, but you know what? If it'll get Spider-Man back into the Marvel family,
I understand
I'm
that,
okay with
but
it.
But I think his Peter Parker would interact very well with the established Avengers.
I do too. I think he would be great.
I really like
Garfield. He'd be good. He'd be really good.
So who's
not
Spider-Man?
Me. You need to get American up in there.
Who's Spider-Man then?
No, I have no idea. That's the problem.
I don't think they can cast an unknown as Spider-Man now.
Daniel Radcliffe, no.
Ron Weasley.
Please don't put that.
Hello, Rupert I'm a ginger,
Grant,
mate.
Rupert Grant in there.
Rupert Grant.
Benedict Cumberbatch as Spider-Man.
What if it's Martin Freeman? The ultimate battle begins.
Tiniest Spider-Man ever.
Spider-Man
ultimate
versus
battle of ultimate
Doctor
destiny.
I have no clue who Spider-Man's going
to
be.
I want Pee-wee Herman to be Spider-Man.
I just want him to be Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, you can't use an unknown because the whole cast of the Avengers are established as it is. And I think that's why they wanted to get rid of Garfield. I think they have someone in mind. There's someone out there that they're looking at that they want over Garfield.
Well,
Stan Lee is like, that's a pretty boy right there. I want him in this movie.
Oh, Stan Lee doesn't care.
Yeah, he's senile.
Stan Lee has said on numerous occasions the only reason he got into doing comics was so he could get famous and be on TV.
And then awesome. At the age
now
of 40, he created Spider-Man.
Ever.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah,
that's why he sticks himself in every one of the movies.
He just wants to be on screen.
He wants to be on screen. That's his goal, is to be on screen as much
as
possible.
He's even in the Lego Marvel video game. Like, every level has a rescue
hidden
Stan Lee.
Yeah. So, answer my question. Who's Spider-Man?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was so...
I just don't think there's a guy out there right now.
It's got to be somebody young, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody very young.
Probably somebody on Glee.
It'll be an unknown. It'll be an unknown that's going to blow our minds.
I don't think it's going to
be
unknown.
Like, who is Andrew Garfield?
This isn't Heath Ledger Joker type area. Marvel can't afford to make that type of move. I just don't think. I don't know. I don't know.
Johnny Depp.
He's just all scarves and sunglasses and bracelets swinging through New York.
It's just Captain Jack Sparrow with scarves.
How big? How big of a
webs,
role?
It's scarves.
No, like, instead of webs, it's rum. He's spraying everyone with rum and cocaine. I don't know. It's going to be Spider-Man. I have no clue.
What about this cocaine?
Cocaine. Matt, do you have any clue? Do you have any idea?
How big of a role would Spider-Man have in the Marvel Civil War?
Oh, that's
not
the
Civil
thing.
War.
It's what Sony said. Like Sony, when the talks were going that they would, you know, allow Marvel to use him, is that it had to be like an 80% Spider-Man movie. And I was like, it's a team up movie. Yeah. No one gets 80%.
Yeah, unless you count Batfleck in this.
Unless you're Iron Man.
He didn't get 80%.
No, it was very fairly split.
Whedon even said that he had to recut it after the first take on Avengers because it ended up being Captain America 2. Mm. Like, it ended up being a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
And Tony Stark and Iron Man were in it very little, which is why I think we're seeing a lot of him in the new trailer. We still love you. And they've got to establish him as the anti-hero. So I just don't, while I think that you have to have Spider-Man, and I think he'd be a good addition. I don't know how much he works in this film.
My fan vote for sure, though, would be Donald Glover as the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
And they're just not going to do it. Yeah. I think Donald Glover would be perfect.
Yeah, Donald Glover's good.
But they're not going to do it. That's not Peter Parker. They're going to be like, who's that? That's not Spider-Man. I don't know. I mean, this is Marvel's first real crack at Spider-Man again. You know, they have to do it right.
I'll be extremely happy if they do a Miles Morales. Like, that would be cool, but, you know, it's not the financial.
You know they're not going to do it.
No, it's not.
I mean, even Sony and Marvel have both said that they would never do a Spider-Man movie where it's not Peter Parker.
Like, they really went out on a limb, you know, doing Mary Jane and...
Gwen Stacy,
yeah. To, you know, the confusion there, but I don't know. There's not any Peter Dinklage. That's my vote for Spider-Man. He just swings through. Spider, it is spider.
Game of Thrones comes back on in what, April?
Yeah,
Game of Thrones.
I don't know.
Does anybody care about that show besides
me? I love Game of Thrones.
No. Okay, yeah. Great. We'll talk about it when it comes back.
The Viper.
He should have just quit running his mouth. He should have just done it. He should have quit running his mouth. Anyway, so let's hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. Who's Spider-Man? Do you think this is the real deal? Do you think this is going to happen? We want to know. Let us know over at Twitter at JusticeGeeks and Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks.
I would really love to hear people's answers because I have no idea.
I do too, because it's... I just don't...
I'm going to start scouring content now and be like, could this guy be Spider-Man? Could this guy be Peter Parker?
Yep. You are.
That's what I'm saying.
You looked.
You looked.
If you look, it's fine.
It's an inside joke, internet.
It's not anymore.
You guys are stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You know it's stupid?
You. It's not stupid. We proved it wasn't stupid.
That's fine.
Thank you, Logan, for saving this segment.
But
you're welcome.
Why is no one thanking me for killing App of the Week?
Thank you.
That's really.
I kind of unofficially killed it.
That's like 5 minutes of content back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hated App of the Week.
It hated you too.
What happened to Game of the Week?
Yeah, we ain't got time for that.
No time.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. James, what's your Jam of the Week?
Pass. I need to come up
with Logan, what's your Jam of the Week?
My Jam of the Week this week is I've been using my PC to play a whole bunch of different games.
Because you can't use what?
My PS4. Sony has made me send it in a third time. They sent it back to me broken again.
Broken P4.
Stopped right there just for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
But that, and I've been looking into Yu-Gi-Oh! Hero Clicks.
Oh, cool.
So,
Matt, what's your Jam of the Week?
Jam of the Week is a demo I downloaded on my PlayStation 4 that's functional. It's called PT. It's it may be old news, but anyway, it's a demo from an unknown developer called 887S Studios or whatever. Anyway, it's a first-person horror game, and I played it, and it looks amazing. I played it with my headphones on, and you can really like feel the atmosphere. You can feel the room around you. Anyway, I played this demo. Blew my mind. It's the most terrified I've ever been playing a game.
You need Logan's weird helmet.
Wait, is this the crazy. Silent Hill?
Shh. Logan's helmet.
Thank you for spoiling the
it's been out for like a year.
It has been out for a year. That's why I said it was old news, dummy. Anyway.
Dummy.
I played it and it was terrifying and I couldn't finish the demo because I was so scared. Anyway, I Googled it, did some research on it. Apparently it's the preview for the new Silent Hill game. PT stands for Playable Teaser. It's a new Silent Hill game that's being...
directed by Guillermo del Toro and
starring
Hideo
Norman
Kojima.
Reedus.
Okay. Starring Norman
just,
Reedus.
Just finish my Jam of the Week. I wasn't...
I'm sorry. I'm super excited about that
that's
game,
fine.
Too.
Yeah, it was...
Tell us more about Jackie.
It was pretty great. It's pretty great, yeah. Jackie, she loves the killers. Anyway, Jam of the Week, PT.
No, doors on those stalls. It's fine.
It's a playable teaser. Playable teaser for the new Silent Hill game. Good night, everybody.
Jackie's stupid. James, what about you?
Hideo Kojima.
I guess I'm going to repeat an old gem. Destiny, because I finally got to do a raid last week.
Awesome.
Can I please play Destiny with somebody that I know?
You could play with me if my PlayStation wasn't broken. Talk to Sony.
I wasn't looking at you.
It was a lot of fun. It was my first time ever raiding on anything, because even when me and Matt played WoW, I never got to go on a raid.
Was it Crota or Vault of Glass?
No, it was Vault of Glass.
Did you finish it?
Yes, we finished
it's
it.
Really hard.
It took us 5 hours.
Yeah.
I got a new ship. That's it.
Yeah, they don't give you garbage for doing it the first time.
Oh, wow.
First time, you get nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing.
You got nothing.
I got an achievement.
Oh, wow.
I got an achievement for completing a raid.
Okay, I want to go on the raid.
What's your jam?
You got to be level like 28 to get in.
Guys, that's why you got to play Diablo, because you can play for an hour and get so much stuff done.
We did play Diablo.
Yeah. That was great. Hey, Logan, we played Diablo.
Logan, do you have a PS4? Because you should play Diablo.
I listened into your party from my Vita.
Yeah.
Logan,
that's a bit creepy.
It's like Logan was just there hovering around.
I was like, hey guys, what are you doing? Can I watch? Can I watch you guys?
No, you can't.
The little brother walking into his like brother's room while he's playing Mario Party with his friends, and he's just like, can I watch? I want to watch. I want to play.
Can I play?
Nope. Goodbye.
Jester.
So next week for episode 148 of the Justice Geeks podcast, we're going to get you ready for the Super Bowl, by the way.
Ready.
We're going to give you a Geek's Guide to Football. So everything you need to know to have those water cooler conversations, you're going to have next week.
Sports.
So we're in the playoffs right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many teams are left?
Four.
What are they?
They're playing championship games this week.
What are the teams?
The Packers, the Seahawks, the Colts, and the Patriots.
Okay.
I predict Green Bay and the Patriots.
So what happened to the Chargers?
They're terrible.
They were great last year.
They lost their charge.
Mm. Oh, I see what you did there.
Phillip Rivers is a moron.
So Super Bowl, that's like a giant bowl, right?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Just don't come next week.
It's the best commercial with interspersed people on a field.
Last year's Super Bowl commercials were terrible.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
And
it was a terrible game.
Yeah.
Because it was a complete blowout. It was awful.
Stephen Colbert's pistachio commercials was pretty funny.
Yeah. All of his commercials are awful. I hate his commercials.
Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. I can mute Matt anytime I want to on JusticeGeeks.com.
Because I talk too much.
No, you don't. It's fine. Lots of good stuff coming up, right, Logan?
Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Sure, why not?
We can't even tell you about it.
We can't, but if you...
After LexCon, I think, maybe.
If you want to follow me at 64bit_Logan on Twitter, you may get a snippet every now and then of what's going on. At 64, the number 64, bit, B-I-T, underscore Logan.
I'm looking forward
Twitter.
To it.
I need more followers, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like 23.
BMS the movie followed me yesterday.
I just broke 100. I'm really excited about it.
See, Matt's doing better than me, guys.
I don't even know how many followers I have.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
He's on Twitter. He just never participates.
He doesn't participate on Twitter.
You
haven't been participating lately.
I haven't.
I've been all over the Twitter.
I'm a very busy man.
Josh, are you on the Twitters?
Yes.
He's all over Twitter.
Why don't we give our Twitter handles here? Because people need to follow
I have 60 followers.
Everyone has more followers than you, Logan.
That's sad.
James, what's your Twitter handle?
At James_Stratton.
Spell it.
At JAMES_STRACHAN.
Matt, what's yours?
I just changed it recently. It's at, I think it's MATTHEW00D.
Wood.
Matthew Wood.
It still says at Miseria.
There might be it might be M1, the number 1. Zeria.
Did you change someone else's Twitter handle?
I may have changed my Twitter handle.
I've been following you, Logan.
Yeah, I know you've been I haven't followed you, so
we're still trying to figure Twitter out, okay?
We don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Good God.
Hey, did anybody call 1707?
I don't know
No, they didn't.
I don't know if I changed my display name or my handle.
You changed your display name. Well, I'm looking at it right now.
That's a good thing you can do.
We'll work it out.
You can call the Justice Geeks hotline if you're not a moron at 1-707-OK-Geeks.
That's offensive.
That's truth. 1-707-OK-Geeks.
That was the best message.
I don't know. I can't even play it now. That means it's invalid. It's fine.
This is a lackluster ending. Now.
Well, it's hard to follow Kiss from a Rose.
What band is this?
Yeah, it really is.
What band is this?
Not Seal.
I don't know. I can't read.
You don't know what band this is?
I do somewhere. I'll tell you later.
You did the music for this.
I know. I'll do it later. It's fine.
Okay. I was just curious.
Curious, Matt. A curious little monkey.
I'm bi-curious.
All right, then.
He halfway looked.
You're welcome.
Out of the corner of his eye. he like he was wearing an eye patch that day. Yarr. I somewhat looked.
Speaking of eye patches, I still haven't played your Metal Gear.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, you're good.